And what's your father's name?
Edwin Frankluff. Father was born in the village and mother was born in the village. She was born to the, she was the daughter of the local chemist. And he had a building for her, which he took over from his, when his father died. And then he was seconded during the war, to go along the south coast doing the shuttering for the pillboxes. And when he came back, he went over to work at Woodnuts Boatyard, who were building naval vessels. And that's where he went, and that's where he ended up. Before the war, Woodnuts was a high-class shipbuilders, but they were sort of seconded to build military naval ships. And those boats were built there. They went over to Portsmouth, had the engines fitted, and came back to Bainbridge, or St Helens, I suppose it is, to be finished. There's an example of two of them around the embankment. One's Zoron.
Zoron, yeah.
There's a motor launch which built, but not possibly, it's the same as what they were built over there. And then they used to build motor torpedo boats, the fast ones. And then at the end of the war, they went back to yacht building, and he stayed over there.
Hmm. Alfred Fox worked down there, didn't he?
Yeah, Alfred Fox designed the lifeboat that they dropped from airplanes, and several of the women, village women, worked over the making them. It was a lady's job. They had a parachute at both ends. They dropped their airplane and their parachute opened, and that was Alfred Fox designed them.